Numbers chapter 23. And Balaam said to Balak, Build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said to Balak, Stand by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps Yahweh will come to meet me, and whatsoever he shows me, I will tell you. And he went to a high place. And Yahweh met Balaam, and he said to him, I've prepared 7 altars, and I've offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. And Yahweh put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, Return to Balak, and thus you shall speak. And he returned to him. And he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me from Aram, out of the mountains of the east, saying, Come, curse me, Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom Yahweh has not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom Yahweh has not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. The people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And Balak said to Balaam, What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have blessed them altogether. And he answered and said, Must I not take heed to speak that which Yahweh has put in my mouth? And Balak said to him, Come, I beg of you, with me to another place from which you may see them. You shall see but the utmost part of them, and shall not see them all, and curse me them from there. And he brought him into the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. And he said to Balak, Stand here by your burnt offering while I meet Yahweh yonder. And Yahweh met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, Go again to Balak and say this. And when he came to him, he stood by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said to him, What has Yahweh spoken? And he took up his parable and said, Rise up, Balak, and hear. Listen to me, you son of Zippor. El is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. Yahweh, his Elohim, is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Yahweh brought them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, What has Yahweh wrought? Behold, the people shall rise up a great lion, and lift himself up as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of his prey and drink the blood of the slain. And Balak said to Balaam, Neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered and said to Balak, Did I not tell you, saying all that Yahweh speaks, that I must do? And Balak said to Balaam, Come, I beg of you, I will bring you to another place. Perhaps it will please Yahweh that you may curse them for me from there. And Balak brought Balaam to the top of Peor, that looked toward Yeshimon. And Balaam said to Balak, Build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. End of chapter.